Hey, Mitt Romney.
American Right to Life Action wants to stop the killing of unborn children.
But at first, you said that abortion should be legal. Then, eyeing the Utah governor's mansion, you wrote that you were not pro-choice.
Then, in liberal Massachusetts, you ran supporting abortion.
Now for the Republican nomination, you're against abortion again?
Mitt, you're a liar.
And the lives of these kids are at stake.
You described your turning point talk with Harvard researcher Douglas Melvin.
But you lied about that. And after you claimed a pro-life conversion,
you supported federal funding for research on embryonic humans.
You appointed pro-abortion Democrat Nestor as a district court judge.
And you said you still support killing kids in Massachusetts.
While you mislead voters,
Planned Parenthood keeps killing kids.
Mitt, you play voters for fools.
If you're not a fool,
call Romney and tell him to stop lying. Paid for by American Right to Life Action.
What I'm wanting is truth of the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. 10 days and counting. 10 days and counting. The news is shooting through the Christian community like wildfire. The Collaborators Project has given a $1 billion firm, the Weitz Corporation, a firm deadline, 10 days, to pull out of constructing the nation's largest abortion facility in Denver for Planned Parenthood, or they will be designated with permanent collaborator status. This news just in. American Life League, one of the nation's premier pro-life organizations, founded by Judy Brown, what, 3 decades ago, has stated that they are going to support the designation of permanent collaborator status on Weitz if they earn that status. So this is significant. This means, now this has not happened in the history of the pro-life movement, that major pro-life organizations are coming together and they are stating that the protests that have been going on, the daily grind for the past 30 some years, 40 years, it really got going 20 years ago, the daily protest, that major pro-life organizations will urge pro-life protesters, picketers, activists to include the Weitz Corporation in their ongoing protest for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing children in the building being prepared by the Weitz Company. You can see the website collaboratorsproject.com, collaboratorsproject.com. Will Duffy, the founder of the Collaborators Project, has written a letter to the ACLU, which I think is interesting. And in a few minutes, I'm going to read that letter to you. I'm going to read that letter to you that Will Duffy wrote to the ACLU. But first, just quickly, have you been praying for global warming? Have you been praying for global warming? Well, this from CNN, bitter cold gripped most of the United States yesterday with temperatures dipping below normal from coast to coast. In the upper Midwest and northern plains, temperatures were 30 degrees below normal. This is a major stretch of the country, 30 degrees below normal, according to CNN meteorologist Bonnie Schneider. In Maine, the overnight low dropped to 27 below zero. How's that, 27 below zero? According to the National Weather Service, Monday's high in northern Maine was not expected to make it to zero. That's pretty rough when your high is below zero. The wind chill makes it feel much colder. I guess it would. In Butte, Montana, the temperature at mid-morning was 20 below zero. And that was up from an overnight low of 32 below zero in Montana. The cold hampered firefighting efforts in Lawrence, Massachusetts, where firefighters had to deal with frozen hydrants. How's that? during a 7-alarm fire. In Fulton, New York, deep snow collapsed the roof of a Department of Public Works garage, and what was inside the garage? Snow blowers and salt trucks needed for snow removal was stuck inside the building with the roof collapsed on them. Now, that's not quite as bad as New Orleans, but yikes, that's pretty bad. Unfortunate, I should say. You remember in New Orleans, the administration of the city left hundreds of buses unused for evacuation and in low-lying areas to be flooded and destroyed. So more snow was in the forecast for today, up to 12 inches. So pray for global warming, please. Be a good Christian. 2 million square kilometers of extra ice in the south around Antarctica as compared to a couple years ago. 2 million cubic miles extra ice. It's so cold. It's just freezing. We got out of here. The cabin, the Bob and Your Life cabin in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, we got out of here last night at about 1:30 in the morning. And you want to talk about cold to the bone. Okay, here's an email sent from out of state. Out of state to the vice president, senior vice president of the White's Rocky Mountain Division, Gary Megason. And this was also copied to Bob and Your Live. I appreciate that. It's sent by a gentleman named Dean Abbott. And if you recognize his name, Dean Abbott is known as a blogger on the internet. And not only does he have his own blog, but he had a stint with World Magazine on their website as one of their bloggers. So in World Magazine, that's what, the second largest Christian magazine in America? So this is what Dean Abbott wrote to Gary Megason, and he sent this email today, January 22nd, 2008, with 10 days to go until the deadline when Whites will be designated with permanent collaborator status. He wrote this: I do not live in Colorado, nor do I personally know anyone who has taken up this cause. It is my understanding, however, that they have given your company a deadline of January 31st to pull out of working on the Planned Parenthood facility. After that, they are promising to protest your home every holiday. For as long as children are dying in the facility, you will have helped build. Again, I don't know any of these people, but from what I have read and heard, I don't think they are joking. That's a reasonable assessment. We made these commitments 20 years ago that we would do ongoing protest at the abortion clinic in Denver, 20th and Vine, 5 days a week. That was the commitment 20 years ago. And in the 20 years since, we have missed, we being the Denver pro-life community, we have missed less than 10 days in 20 years of 5 days a week protests whenever kids are being killed at Planned Parenthood. And the decades of protests at the homes of abortionists. For what? What do? We get paid to do it? It's on holidays. You think we want to go? We don't want to go. It's the long war against the killing of innocent children. That's why we go. To deter others from becoming child killers or enablers or collaborators. So Dean Abbott continued his email. He says to Gary Megason, senior vice president of the White's Corporation, I don't know any of these people, but from what I have read and heard, I don't think they are joking. If you persist, however, I suspect you will be hounded by more than a few fanatics with placards. Your own conscience will likely never let you go. Children killed in your building will suffer while their bodies are destroyed, and you will know it. When you wake in the night, the fate to which you helped condemn them will rest heavy on you. I do not want that for you, just as I do not want children to be slaughtered. I ask you to do whatever is required to bear any cost, to shoulder any weight, to free yourself from your commitment to this project. Wishing you the best, Dean Abbott. And again, Mr. Abbott is a former blogger with World Magazine, and he has his own ongoing blog on the internet. Dean Abbott, A-B-B-O-T-T. Nice site he has. Okay, so these kinds of emails are becoming more frequent into the Collaborators Project, with Christians around the country recognizing that the White's Corporation, with 10 days to go, they have a firm deadline of January 31st, 2008, after which, if they say they've pulled out from the project, it will be too late, because they simply can manipulate the entire pro-life community and claim, oh, well, okay, we're stopping when the facility is basically done. So January 31st, 2008. Okay. I just got another email handed to me from our producer. Let me read it. I have not read this. Let me read it. This is from a Jamie Scott from Indianapolis. Dear Mr. Duffy, this was emailed to Will at collaboratorsproject.com. And this is from, well, this is interesting, from an asphalt company. Huh. Dear Mr. Duffy, wow, I want to thank you for this powerful deadline letter. I have been closely watching your work and participating with phone calls to whites and subcontractors, trying to help in any way I can from here in Indianapolis. I was introduced to you through radio programs on KGOV.com. Hey, that's powerful, right? We are on the most powerful Christian radio station in America, AM 670 KLTT. It's 50,000 watts, and the lower on the AM dial, the further the signal travels with the same wattage. So KOA, they like to brag, 50,000 watts. They're way up at 850. We're down at 670. 670 on the AM dial. That's why Bob Inert Live gets into, what, most of Colorado and into seven neighboring states and on the Internet all over the country and around the world. So I was introduced to you, to the Collaborators Project, through radio programs on KGOV.com, and I've been supporting the effort ever since. This letter is the most powerful testimony. They're referring to, this Jamie Scott is referring to Will Duffy's deadline letter to the White's Corporation. Your deadline letter is the most powerful testimony I have seen to date, and it makes me wonder how whites could possibly continue building this death camp after reading it. Any reasonable businessman could only come to one conclusion after reading your letter, and I am praying that it will bring light and clarity to these men as they decide the fate of their company and the quality of life they will have. Sincerely, Jamie Scott, Indianapolis, Indiana. And Jamie works at an asphalt company. Okay. Am I at liberty to talk about the engineer we had a meeting with? I think I could. I won't give any of the details. But we had a meeting. It was a phone meeting. But it was a meeting with an engineer who works for a significant size company. And he said, I'm trying to figure out what I can do. Because our firm, this is what we do. We build large, you know, construction projects around the country. And if I use my name in my firm, there could be repercussions against me because I don't know that the owners of our company, the top management, are against abortion. He said, but on the other hand, I have a lot of influence and I could steer projects to different general contractors. And so I'm in this quandary. I want the White's company to know that I will use my influence to prevent them from getting any of our future contracts. So, you know, we're trying to figure out how this guy, a professional, could make that known. And I'm looking at his business card he had sent to us right here. I'm not going to read the name of the company. It's an interesting company name. But we're helping him try to brainstorm how he could make this known to the White's company. And we thought perhaps a phone call to White's and speak shop and talk shop talk shop with the right person at White's so that they know that he is an engineer with, you know, this type of firm, and that he's serious, and that he's wise. He's protecting his job while hurting their job. It's pretty smart. Wise as serpents. Wise as serpents. Thank you, Lord. So, okay. Now, on to this. Will Duffy has sent a letter to the Colorado ACLU, and this is because a reporter at the Denver Post told the Collaborators Project yesterday, with a smile on his face, with a degree of satisfaction, that the White's company has hired a public relations firm, and they've hired a law firm, and he said this should be a very interesting week. So what he's saying, now I don't know that White's would want him to, you know, to gossip like a teenager. Maybe White's wanted that to come across to us. I don't know. So I won't use the guy's name, right? It's Lewis at the Post. Yeah. But anyway, he told us yesterday that White's has hired a public relations firm to deal with Will Duffy. There's a billion-dollar firm that's being trounced in the public's image by a 25-year-old? How old is Will Duffy? 24-year-old. A 24-year-old. And they hired a law firm to, what, a billion-dollar company with virtually unlimited resources to go after, what, Will Duffy? What, me? Maybe they come after me. I think I'm more broke than Will Duffy. And how foolish the wicked are when they follow their worldly wisdom to their own destruction. So the White's company is digging in. They're going to prove that they are enemies of those who try to save the innocent. They're not just building a building. They're going to go to the wall protecting those who want to kill kids. And so the White's hired a law firm. Should I give the name of the law firm? No, I don't have to do that. So White's hired a law firm. Does that make the law firm a collaborator? Yeah, the partners at the law firm. Are there home addresses in that voter registration database? Oh, I see. Okay, so anyway, White's hired a law firm. And the question now is whether the law firm can, in some way, work to deny the free speech rights of the pro-lifers to be on the public sidewalk and express, using their right to free speech, which doesn't come from the Constitution, it comes from God, their right to free speech to cry out against the killing of the innocent and to plead with people to stop killing and stop enabling and stop collaborating with the killing of children. So Will Duffy sent a letter to the ACLU, and I'd like to read it to you because it's interesting. Here we go. All right, it's on Collaborators Project letterhead. I have a signed copy here. Well, this is a copy of a signed copy. Collaborators Project, Intake Department, ACLU of Colorado, 400 Corona Street, Denver, Colorado. January 21st, 2008, Collaborators Project, all right, Arvada, Colorado. Dear Colorado ACLU, my name is Will Duffy. I founded the Collaborators Project, which is currently involved in protracted, high-profile, targeted residential pickets against the Colorado executives of the White's Company, a billion-dollar construction firm building a Planned Parenthood facility in Denver at 38th and Pontiac. As you ask on your website, I have enclosed just a few newspaper clippings and media references of many that report on our White's protests. I know that the ACLU is very supportive of abortion rights. And by the way, we'll put the word rights in quotes. So I fear that I may be pushing your tolerance just by asking for your help. I am encouraged to learn, however, that the Colorado ACLU in the past has helped other Christian activists who were advocating views that conflict with ACLU principles. Through the 1990s, the ACLU defended local pro-life activists, including Bishop Robert Zeiger, who was represented by one of your directors, Dan Recht, who also, I believe, represented activist Ken Scott, and activist Bob Enyart was also represented by the ACLU. That's true. I was. That's back when the district attorney of Jefferson County got a court order to not allow me to travel to California, out of state, to appear on ABC. That was a trip. And so I had about 48 hours to make that show. It was a live show. And so what was I going to do? I have a court order. I'm not allowed to leave the state. And so I went to the ACLU. What are you going to do, you know? And sometimes you use your enemy's resources. It's wise to do. And went to the ACLU, and they won the case. Anyway, that's what is being referenced here. Let's see. And activist Bob Enyart was also represented by the ACLU. I have heard Dan Recht and the ACLU was successful for all three of these men. I know that Bishop Zeiger's case was won against Denver County, and Bob Enyart's case was won against the Jefferson County District Attorney, both having to do with free speech issues. And as recently as November 2006, Mark Silverstein, the ACLU's Denver legal director, opposed a proposed Denver City ordinance that would have stopped pro-lifers from displaying large banners of aborted fetuses from highway overpasses. In Denver, Greenwood Village passed an ordinance limiting the times of our protest and the size of our signs. While we believe these restrictions may infringe on our rights, I am not writing about that ordinance, but out of fear that whites is using its money and influence to attempt to deny me my free speech right of protest on the public sidewalk. Okay, last week I was contacted by a Lakewood officer who was acting following a request by whites for the city of Lakewood to take action against me. We believe that whites is seeking, without legitimate cause, restraining orders and harassment charges. Today we were informed by Al Lewis of the Denver Post, that whites has hired a law firm to take action against our protest organization. Your website indicates that the ACLU may at times consider writing a letter of inquiry or a letter of protest. I hope I am not wasting your time by asking prematurely for help. I am asking for the ACLU's help for three reasons. Number one. Now, before I give those reasons, let me take a quick call from Denver. Dave, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
How's it going, Bob?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could explain something to me to help me understand my world.
Yeah.
I was tuning into the TV this morning, and there were each and every one of the local TV affiliates was running a breaking news crawl on the bottom of their screen saying that Timothy Masters walked out of court a free man for the first time. There was DNA evidence that showed that he may have not committed the murder that he was convicted for.
Right.
And I was wondering why the mainstream news media thinks this is such a big deal.
Well, if you put someone wrongly in jail for years, that obviously is a big deal. There is a problem, though, with using DNA in this way. Here's the problem. DNA will virtually never give a false positive. Let's say you have a suspect who is thought to commit a sexual assault against a woman. And so you test the crime scene, the woman, you do a DNA test, and it matches the suspect. There is virtually never a false positive. But can there be false negatives? Let's say a woman is out at a bar after a 6-hour drunk, and she had sex with some guy at 9 o'clock. Then some other guy at 1 in the morning picks her up, beats her, and kills her. And it's thought, and he's convicted 20 years ago, and it's thought that he raped her. But he didn't rape her. It was the guy at 9 o'clock who had sex with her. So 20 years later, they do a DNA test, and they see, look, it's not him. We don't know who it was, but it's not him. He was wrongly convicted. So it certainly is possible to wrongly acquit someone with DNA, and it is virtually impossible to wrongly convict someone with DNA. So, Dave, but thank you very much for that call and bringing up that issue. I want to finish this letter. Number one, three reasons Will Duffy is writing the ACLU. Number one, Weitz has virtually unlimited financial resources, comparatively, to employ in their effort to silence my exercise of free speech on a public sidewalk. Number two, local governments clearly despise our exercise of that free speech. Number three, precisely because of the high-profile nature of this case, coverage already by the LA Times, Chicago Tribune, most of all Colorado media outlets, dozens of out-of-state articles, most Denver TV news programs. If a high-powered law firm hired by Weitz or a pressured local government give in to their desire to stop us, this will give a diminished view to many of the right to free speech. Many Coloradoans, especially young people I meet, think that protest on a public sidewalk is against the law. And the media would joyfully cover any suppression of our rights, and this would further erode the popular understanding of free speech rights in our state. I am asking two things of the ACLU. Secondly, can you perhaps write a letter to Greenwood Village in the city of Lakewood on my behalf? Their website says they do, you know, they will consider writing letters, acknowledging their restraint and what would be a natural desire to silence our protest, but also asking them to continue to be vigilant to protect our free speech rights, even though they may deem us as undesirable. If I receive a copy of this letter that the ACLU would write, I would forward it also to Bill Hornaday, the president of the Rocky Mountain Division of Weitz. With such a letter, perhaps the ACLU can help in a proactive way to prevent governmental violation of and private efforts to deny our free speech. This could save a great deal of time, money, attorney's fees, and especially some very foreseeable suppression. At the Collaborators Project, we make an effort to comply with applicable law, and we have made an unalterable commitment to peaceful, nonviolent protest. The news clippings will answer other questions about our protest. As surely as the sun rises, violations of our free speech are coming. Colorado anti-abortion activists have been represented by dozens of law firms and attorneys in hundreds of cases, winning over 100 of our court cases in Denver County alone. As a group, the metro area pro-lifers have been represented all the way to the Supreme Court on various occasions, winning there twice, and we've been represented by pro-life advocacy firms across the country and by the most liberal attorneys like Dan Recht to the most conservative like former U.S. Attorney Mike Norton. There are many places we could go for proactive help, but we believe that because of your relentless defense of free speech, the greatest consideration would be given to a letter from the ACLU. Please help Will Duffy, founder, Collaborators Project. All right. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada, and our website, kgov.com.